989-733-2782. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, January 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the marker there at the beginning of every podcast so that you know you're on the right one. Just go to the show's website, Your Defending Fathers is plural. YourDefendingFathers.com. Click on podcast, listen on demand anytime you want. You don't have to listen 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. I'd love to have you on the show, texting me, interacting with me on the show. That would be great. But if you have to work, I understand. The website repeats this show every 3 hours. So if you miss the first hour from 9 to 10, it'll repeat at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., before repeating tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Today's show rebroadcasts tomorrow morning on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, the show's website, YourDefendingFathers.com, the radio station's website, the call letters, WCHY.us. The TuneIn app is dedicated to this show, and then the music, which starts at noon, the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, starts on Simple Radio app. Officer Rick chooses to use Simple Radio, no commercial breaks like TuneIn, and that is very simple. Download Simple Radio, capital S, capital R, open the app, and then search for the call letters WCHY, where constant hits of yesteryear. As soon as you do that, you're listening to this show live, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, the music, and then this show today, rebroadcasting tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. So we greatly appreciate you guys understanding all of the options and all the abilities you have to listen to this show, to this radio station. That's why we call it the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Two websites, two apps, one radio station for right now. That's all I'm going to say. No, I'm going to say a little more. Potentially, soon to be two, possibly three more radio stations. So greatly appreciate you guys so very much for your support. Greatly appreciate all the text messaging and the interaction. Greatly appreciate you guys as our radio family and our sponsors, part of our radio family. If you kind of notice a theme here, I've had a couple of sponsors question me and they're like, okay, do I have to be a Christian? Do I have to be a patriot? Do I have to be a conservative? Do I have to be a Republican? Do I have to be, you know, all these things that they're kind of pigeonholing us as being in order to be a sponsor on your radio station? I said, no. You don't have to be any of those things as long as you have a good product or service that improves people's lives, lowers the standard of living, the cost of living here in the state of Michigan, and have a truly good product or service that Vicki and I can verify. As you know, we have a Well Connect unit. It's been heating and air conditioning our house since December 1st of 2017. We have saved thousands of dollars in propane receipts since we've gotten it. We have absolutely bought things from Tom Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing on Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey. We got a Patriots package sent to us from Tim Roberts, the owner of Patriots Relief, and this stuff works. You all know what Missy has done for me and Vicki over this past year since April 23rd, since I've lost 90 pounds, 297 to 207. down to a 36-inch waist on my pants. I haven't seen 36 in decades. I feel like I'm 30. We believe in our sponsors. We believe in the Iron Pig. Every time we get a chance, we stop there and buy either ribs or the brisket. This is what we do. This is what we ask you to do. We are a family. Hopefully able to join in and bring in Mark Farner as a regular to be on the show, to tell his life story, to tell us everything going on with him in the studio and all the things he's working on. He knows and realizes that this is the year that we have to get involved. We have to get informed. We have to get engaged, educated. So that's why him and his wife are coming to the class that the Mackinac County Republican Party is hosting for us on Saturday, February 3rd. I haven't asked Mark yet, but I'm sure he won't mind if we have a group picture together with him and his wife and Roxanne Dufort, the chair, and Kathy Perry, all of the folks at the Mackinac County Republican Party, and all of you. Vicki and I are planning on getting a hotel room on Friday night so we can be there first thing Saturday morning, praying for great weather, dry, clear roads, for everybody to get there at 9:30 to the Little Bear Arena, check in, get your Robert's Rules of Order book, your reference guide, and your copy of the Michigan State Constitution, thanks to State Representative Neil Friske. Text me the word class. I'll text you back the flyer as well as the website, acconservatives.org, so you can get your tickets. Register for the class. Pay for the books. This Saturday, as it stands right now, based on shipping, is the deadline to sign up for this class. Today's Tuesday. You got all of this week. Payday on Friday. Saturday until 5 o'clock. Saturday, January 20th at 5 o'clock, I'm going to have to look at the shipping dates from Amazon to verify that they're going to get us the books on time. If it can be extended, it might get extended till Monday. I'm not really sure. But for right now, you guys need to join us. Mark Farner, his wife, a lot of patriots are coming. A lot of people running for office this year are coming. You need to be part of this. Because, first of all, whether you know this or not, you're going to be on the ballot this year in your community. Yes, your name is going to be on a voting ballot. People in your community are going to see your name on their ballot this year. Why? Because minimally, you are going to be a precinct delegate to your local county party. I don't care if you do it for the Democrats or the Republicans. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a dang. You're getting out of the stands. You're coming down onto the field. And we're going to hand you a uniform. That uniform is called an affidavit of identity. It's a one-page form that you get from your local clerk. I will tell you when the deadline is. I will tell you how to do it. But you're going to get an affidavit of identity. You're going to fill it out. You're going to take it back to the clerk. She's a notary. Most of them are women. I'm not a sexist. It's a fact. In front of the clerk, you will sign your affidavit of identity. She will notarize your signature. She will time stamp it to verify that it was given in, turned in to the clerk before the deadline. And she will make a copy of it and hand it to you. That is your receipt. The affidavit identity will identify your name that's on your driver's license, your birth certificate, as your name to be on the ballot for precinct delegate. Now, in addition to filing an affidavit of identity for precinct delegate, which all of you, every single one of you listening, are going to do, you will then join your local county party. I hope you do it this month. I hope you do it in January. Tonight, I'm going to be speaking in front of the Antrim County Republican Party in Ellsworth. 7 o'clock, if you'd like the address, if you're listening in Antrim County, text me. I'll send you the address. Chain of Lakes Church in Ellsworth. Marv Rubing, the chairman, has put me on the agenda to speak. Thursday night, I'm going to be in Rogers City at the Lighthouse Restaurant. Vicky and I are going to get there early, about 5 o'clock, to have dinner. The meeting for the Republican Party of Presque Isle County starts at 6. Chairman Bob Britsky has put me on their agenda as well. I'm going to be speaking to the Charlevoix County Republicans. I'm going to reach out to Izzy Lyman, and I'm going to talk to her group, ERG, Emmett Responsible Government. We're going to be sharing this information about funding the elections this year from outside of the Michigan GOP, the Michigan Republican Party, irrelevant to what the plan is. We're going to do this without them. We don't need them. We really don't even want them. They should stay focused on one race, which is in their charter, their bylaws, that they should do is focus on statewide elections. The only statewide election we have, folks, is the U.S. Senate and, of course, the president. But the president is February 27th. That primary is happening in 1 month and 11 days from today. It's completely irrelevant, completely, to what needs to happen on August 6th. August 6th is the U.S. Senate race. Statewide, that's what the Michigan Republican Party is responsible for, period. That's it. They're not responsible for Congress. They're not responsible for state reps. They're not responsible for county commissioners. They're not responsible for school boards. They're not responsible for any of it. We the people are. Congressional districts as well as county parties. And honestly, I don't even want to be involved with the district parties. I want to be involved with and help grow membership and money in the county parties. We the people at the county level, county by county, we will do this. Final segment of hour number two. Short break. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. I got four people that texted me during the break the word class. They texted the word class to 231-360-5140. I sent you back the flyer and the website link. It goes to acconservatives.org. Read the post, follow the instructions to the letter. Click on the donate button. Donate $49. That pays for your book, your guide, your copy of the state constitution, the Frisky apples, the bottled water. Goes towards the venue because we've reached out and gotten sponsors to help pay for those. It's on the website, acconservatives.org. And our hotel room, our gas, our time, all of it together. It's the cheapest that we've been able to do it for this class. The books went up a little bit, so did the guides. So basically, we're not making any money. We're doing this as a public service to the Mackinac County Republican Party and you patriots. Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad, Mark Farner's American Band, him and his wife are coming. Many other patriots are coming. We are going to learn Robert's Rules of Order. We're going to know exactly how these meetings are supposed to be ran. And if they're not ran properly, you will be armed with the information to call them out. Mr. Chairman, point of information, point of clarification, point of question. Call the vote. Motion made, support, discussion. Vote. You're going to understand the process. You're going to understand how they must vote on a motion that's been supported, seconded during discussion. You can't bring up another motion while you have a motion already pending on the floor. You're going to learn all that. You're going to also learn that when you get elected to these new boards, which you will be, you have to adopt Robert's Rules of Order. For the body, for the board, for the commission, whatever you're doing. You then, as your first mission, task, assignment, will be to create new bylaws. You will not amend because amending bylaws requires a two-third vote. New bylaws is a simple majority. You sit on a 9-member board, you need a 5-4 vote. You sit on a 7-member board, it's a 4-3 vote. 5 members, 3-2. You're going to learn this. You're going to understand that you're creating new bylaws for this organization, and those bylaws are going to be very difficult to change. You're going to learn that. You're going to learn many other things. And you're going to understand agendas. You're going to understand that agendas do not get approved at a meeting. You are the chair. You put out the agenda. You send the agenda out to the board members and to the public for their review within a minimum of 72 hours for advance notice per the Open Meetings Act. They look at the agenda. They see what you're going to be talking about. The general public decides whether or not they want to come and speak to an issue that you have on the agenda. Your board members then know how to research and prepare for the meeting based on the agenda. You will never continue the custom, and you will learn this in the class, that the custom of approving an agenda was a false narrative created by a communist Democrat down in Detroit public schools years ago. You chairs listening, take off your agendas that you must approve the agenda. And the agenda is not amendable. Period. End of discussion. You will learn this in the class, and I will teach you why it's not amendable and why you will not even bring it up for a vote to approve the agenda. It's not in Robert's Rules of Order. There's things that are happening at these meetings that have evolved, have progressed into false narratives. The separation of church and state. The communists throw that out there all the time. Democracy. None of that exists in our country, people. There is no separation of church and state anywhere in our founding documents. You cannot find it in the Declaration of Independence. You cannot find it in the Constitution. You cannot find it in the Bill of Rights. It does not exist. It was in a letter. January 1st, 1802, President Jefferson responding to the Danbury Baptists who wanted to make Baptist religion the state, the absolute country's religion. And his response, sorry, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Our First Amendment has five components. Those five components give you certain rights that the government cannot infringe upon. It's religion. Freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. And we are not about to make the Baptist religion, although as much as Pastor Chatfield would like it to be, that's a joke, I'm teasing, it's not going to happen. President Jefferson explained to the Danbury Baptist Association, very simple. Our vision for this country was to have a wall, comma, a separation of church and state. And that's where the progressives have evolved over the years to use that term as if it's gospel, that as if it's in our founding documents, as if it's part of our country's history. It is not. You're going to learn all that on Saturday, February 3rd, and much, much more. Text me, class. I'll text you back all the information. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you